Joining us live over the phone now this morning is Wyoming State Senator Fred Baldwin from Senate District 14. Senator Baldwin, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Duke. How are you this morning?
Hey, doing fantastic. Appreciate the update. We skipped last week just because it was in that break period and maybe not as much to report on, but it sounds like this week you guys are really gearing back up into the committee work, correct?
Yeah, we're gearing back up big time this week. It's a busy week ahead.
Well, tell us some of the things that you have on your schedule and what you'll be working on in committees throughout the week.
Well, yeah, I tried to make myself a note last night of all the subjects we were going to cover, and it's too big. All 10 committees are meeting in both houses this week at various times. I start today with judiciary and then follow up with the other committees all the way through the rest of the week until Thursday evening. My committee is labor and health. We're talking about a variety of subjects in the Senate this week. We're talking about one bill that talks about the definitions of mental health workers. We're talking about another bill that's called the Born Alive Bill, which is a bill that concerns abortion. We're talking about a bill that talks about laboratory tests out of hospital, out of facility type laboratory tests. And finally, we have a bill that talks about the public health officer at the state level and some reformation and some changes to that. These are mostly individual bills except for the first one on mental health. And there's a few committee bills left being heard in all the committees, but in general, we're starting to move into the individual bills and starting to get those worked through. It's a short time and we have a lot of work to do. There's over 300 bills.
Senator, let's talk more about a couple of those that you mentioned. The Born Again Bill, legislation across the nation in various states has been getting national news over some of the legislation that's been going through as far as abortion and some states saying as soon as there's a heartbeat. And I'm sure you've seen some of those headlines. Tell us what Wyoming has in this Born Again Bill. What does that say?
The Born Again Bill, or the Born Alive Bill, is a fairly simple bill, or what it talks about providing medical care to the infant that is born alive after an abortion procedure, which is extremely rare in Wyoming. But this bill would add some language to protect the newborn if it was born alive and was alive after the abortion. The other bill you're talking about is something called the Heartbeat Bill, and there's actually a bill this year in the Wyoming legislature. It's in the House, and we have not seen it in the Senate yet. And it talks about exactly that, about abortion being illegal at the time that a heartbeat is detected. Quite a controversial bill. And as you mentioned, it's being heard in legislatures across the nation. I believe I heard yesterday, at least in two states, so once it was passed, that the Supreme Court had some problems with it and declared it unconstitutional. But we haven't heard that bill yet. I'm sure we'll be hearing that bill here in the next few weeks as it comes across from the House, but we haven't heard it yet.
Thank you for correcting. It is Born Alive. Born Again is something completely different. Senator Fred Baldwin, Senate District 14 this morning. The public health officer bill that you mentioned as well, Senator, expand more on that. I know there's been a lot of talk about maybe taking away some of the control on what a public health officer can do during a pandemic.
Yeah, the bill that we're hearing in the Senate, in our district this time in the committee is concerns the powers of making the public health emergency, and it has to do with the length of time that they're able to declare and that it would be followed by a legislative approval after a set amount of time. I would give you the heads up, first of all, that there's a number of bills in both the Senate and the House concerning the same subject. One bill talks about making the public health officer an elected position. Others concern the length of quarantine, et cetera. So there's a number of bills. By the time we get through them all, it'll be interesting to see what we come up with.